请我们大家一起来翻开圣经路加福音第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Luke, chapter 2.
路加福音第二章二十六节。
Luke chapter 2, verse 26.
二十六节，西面得了圣灵的启示，知道自己未死以前，必看见主所立的基督。
26. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ.
早上我们提到，这就是西面他心中的秘密。
This morning we explained that this was the secret that was within Simeon's heart.
就是他在未死以前，他一定会看见神所立的基督。
His secret was that he would see with his own eyes the Christ before his death.
这个秘密是从神那里来的启示。
And the secret was revealed to him by God.
凡是属于神的事情，对人来讲都是奥秘。
Everything that pertains to God is a mystery for humanity.
所以我们也可以说，西面这个人，他知道神的奥秘。
Therefore, we can say that Simeon knew the mystery of God.
那这个奥秘里头，包括着西面，他知道神对他那一个世代的人的计划是什么？
This mystery that was known to Simeon was the plan that God had for the people of his generation.
那西面也因为这个知道神的这个奥秘，所以他也知道神对他的人生有什么计划。
And because Simeon knew this mystery, he also knew the plan that God had for his life.
所以西面成为一个生活有方向、有目标的人。
And for this reason, Simeon had a purpose and a direction in his life.
所以我们看到他的一生可以给人当作榜样。
Simeon's life can be an example for us today.
就像二十五节简单很简单，但是很重要的告诉我们说，他是一个公义又虔诚的人。
And his example is describing verse 25, where he was a just and devout man.
这成为他人生当中一个很有意义、很重要的目标。
And this became a very meaningful and important goal in his life.
我们都希望我们的人生也是有意义的，是有方向、有目标的。
We all desire our lives to be full of meaning and to have a purpose and goal.
那如果我们知道神的奥秘，我们就会有这样的生活。
If we know the mystery of God, then we will have this kind of purposeful life.
我们来看圣经其他的一些人物，给我们是同样的榜样。
And if we study some other Bible characters, we will find that they set the same example.
有人说，人活着如果没有方向、没有目标，那么这个人生是会没有意义的。
Some say that a life without a purpose is meaningless.
而这种绝对真正的目标是来自于信仰，来自于神。
This true meaningful purpose comes from faith and faith in God.
很多人他都会说，我是有方向，我是有目标的。
Many will claim that they do have a direction and that they do have a purpose.
但是人常常要去更新自己的方向，自己的目标。
However, we know that people need to be renewing their direction and their purpose constantly.
或者说 update, 因为呢，人的方向、目标常常是短暂的。
And we must constantly be updating our direction and our purposes because these goals tend to be short term.
比如说学生，他可能一开始他的目标是大学毕业。
For example, a student's initial goal may be to graduate from college.
那正常来讲，大概22岁左右，他就达到这个目标，他就大学毕业了。
Generally speaking, by age 22, they have fulfilled this goal and they have graduated from college.
那当他大学毕业了，他必须给自己再定下一个新的目标。
After the student has graduated from college, he needs to set a new goal.
所以人常常活在这种更新目标的这种生活里头。
As a result, we are always in this cycle of updating our direction of our lives.
那我们需要的是那种绝对的人生的目标。
We need to pursue this absolute goal in our lives.
哦，那这个是从信仰来的。
This absolute goal can only be found in our faith.
哦，因为目标可以大大的来影响、改变我们人的生活。
Our goal has a very great impact and can even transform our lives.
我们请参考《创世纪》第五章。
Let's refer to the book of Genesis, chapter 5.
创世纪第五章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 5 verse 21。
二十一节，以诺活到六十五岁，生了马图撒拉。
Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah。
二十二节，以诺生马图撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。
Verse 22. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters.
当马图撒拉369岁的时候，这个挪亚出生。
And when Methuselah was 369, Noah was born.
那当挪亚600岁的时候，神降下这个洪水。
When Noah was 600 years old, God sent the flood.
所以在神降下洪水的时候，马图撒拉是969岁。
And when God sent this flood, Methuselah was 969 years old.
所以就是在马图撒拉死的那一年，挪亚600岁的那一年，神降下洪水来。
The year that Methuselah died, and the very year that Noah was 600 years old, this was the same year that God sent the flood.
那事情怎么会这么的巧？
How can there be such a coincidence?
其实马图撒拉这个名字啊，本身就是一个预言。
Methuselah, actually, this name is a prophecy.
他这个名字的意思就是说，这个人死的时候会有这个灾难来到。
The meaning of this name is that when this person dies, there will be a natural disaster.
所以在以诺65岁的时候，他生了这个马图撒拉。
When Enoch was 65 years old, he had Methuselah.
他就为儿子起了这样的一个名字。
And Enoch gave his son this special name.
相信这个就是以诺他从神那里得着了启示。
And I believe that this was a special revelation that Enoch received from God.
他相信神给他的启示，所以他给儿子起这样的名字。
Enoch believed the revelation that he received from God, and for this reason, he gave his son this special name.
所以以诺他也是一个知道神奥秘的人。
Enoch was another man who knew the mystery of God.
所以他的人生就做了一些的调整。
And because he knew the mystery of God, he made certain adjustments to his life.
所以五章二十三节说，这个以诺生马图撒拉之后啊，他就与神同行三百年。
And this is why in verse 22 it tells us that after he had his son, Enoch walked with God 300 years.
而且并且他生儿养女。
And he had more sons and daughters.
就是当他知道神的奥秘之后，他在他的生活里头啊，做了很重要的调整。
After Enoch received the mystery of God, he made a very important adjustment in his life.
就是他加上了一项很重要但是常常被忽略的事情。
He added one item that is very important, but that is often neglected.
就是与神同行。
And that is to walk with God.
其实因为这个项目，才让他整个人生变得更有意义，有绝对的方向。
And it is because he added the dimension to his life that his life became more meaningful and full of purpose.
我们请再参考以弗所书第三章。
Let us also refer to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 4。
新约圣经271页，以弗所书三章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 4。
第四节，保罗说：“你们念了，就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。”
Verse 4, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
在这里保罗提到说，他深深的知道基督的奥秘。
Paul says here that he truly understands the mystery of Christ.
那所以我们看到保罗的一生啊，也是啊非常啊非常丰富、非常有意义的一生。
Paul's life was also full of abundance and meaning.
啊，当我们在提起旧这个新约圣经，我们在提起这些啊新约的这些啊使徒，我们总是要提到保罗。
When we speak of the New Testament or the apostles of the New Testament, we will often mention Paul.
啊，当我们在提到我们要效法的榜样，我们也总是会想到保罗这一位使徒。
And when we think about the examples we want to follow, we will also think of the Apostle Paul.
哦，那为什么保罗他的人生会有这么的丰富，有这么大的改变？
Why was Paul's life full of abundance, and why was there such a great transformation?
啊，因为他深知基督的奥秘。
And the reason for this great transformation was because he knew the mystery of God.
那基督的奥秘是少数人可以知道的吗？
And this mystery of Christ, can it only be known by a minority or a small number?
应该不是这样的。
That is not the case.
啊，神所要显明给世人的事情，应该是常常是普遍性的，大家都能够知道的。
God's revelations are for the general public, everyone can know them.
哦，但是为什么不一定大家的这个生活啊，会有调整，会有改变呢？
In that case, what is the reason why there may not be changes and transformations in every person's life?
啊，因为在圣经里头的这个所讲的这个知道啊，它里头还包括着一个很重要的成分，就是相信。
And the reason why there may not be great changes is because a factor of knowing is to believe.
啊，我们请参考民数记十四章。
Let us refer to Numbers chapter 14.
民数记十四章二十四节。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 24.
旧约圣经一百八十一页，民数记十四章二十四节。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 24.
二十四节，唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
24. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him to the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it.
在这里，神称赞加勒这一个人。
Paul praises Caleb in this verse.
神称赞加勒。
God praised Caleb.
因为啊，加勒跟别人比起来，他有一个很特别的这个心智。
And when we compare Caleb to the others, he has a special characteristic.
哦，就是他专一的跟从神。
Which is that he faithfully followed God.
哦，这让他的生活跟别人不一样。
And this was the reason that differentiated his life from the life of others.
哦，当大家都害怕的时候，他很勇敢。
When everyone was afraid, he was brave.
哦，当大家都觉得很绝望的时候，他充满着希望。
When everyone was full of despair, he was full of hope.
哦，这是不一样的人生。
This is a different life.
哦，因为他知道神的奥秘。
And the reason for this difference is because he knew the mystery of God.
哦，那个奥秘是什么呢？
What is the mystery of God?
哦，就是神要让这些以色列人能够进迦南地。
And the mystery of God was that the Israelites could enter into the land of Canaan.
哦，我们会说这哪是什么奥秘？
We might say, how is this a mystery?
是的，这是奥秘。
This is indeed a mystery.
哦，因为这是神从神来的作为。
Because this is something that has originates in God.
哦，因为这一件简单的事情对很多人来讲是不可能。
Even though this may sound like a very simple matter, it was considered to be impossible by many.
哦，那为什么我们会觉得说它不是奥秘？
Why do we not feel that this was a mystery?
哦，因为这个是所有的以色列人都知道的事情。
We don't think it's a mystery because it was common knowledge for the Israelite nation.
哦，有时候我们会觉得说所谓的奥秘啊，就是啊，没有人知道，只有一两个人知道。
Sometimes we think that a mystery is something that only one or two people will know.
啊，其实常常并不是这样子。
But this may not always be the case.
哦，只要是有关神的事情，那个就是奥秘。
As long as something belongs to God or pertains to God, that is a mystery.
哦，现在这里是一个当时所有的以色列人都知道的一个奥秘。
And this mystery of the entrance into the land of Canaan was a mystery that all the Israelites knew.
哦，但是我们能够说，这许多人当中，只有少数的，只有比如说像加勒，他知道这个奥秘。
We can also say that from this great multitude of Israelites, only a few, such as Caleb, knew this mystery.
原因是加勒他相信。
And the reason why Caleb knew this mystery is because he believed.
哦，他相信神必定带领他们进入迦南地。
He believed that God would lead them into the land of Canaan.
哦，所以加勒跟别人比起来，他有一个不一样的那种志向。
Caleb had a different drive.
哦，那这也成为加勒他整个人生当中一个很重要的一个力量，一个方向。
This was the source of strength and direction in Caleb's life.
哦，所以加勒的一生啊是非常的丰富，非常勇敢的一生。
As a result, Caleb's life was also full of abundance and a direction.
哦，他是有方向、有目标的。
He had a direction and he had a goal.
哦，他努力的、很有把握的向着他的目标来前进。
He was diligent and pursuing this goal.
每一天对他来讲都是非常的好，都是非常的重要。
Every day was a good day and it was an important day.
哦，因为每一天都让他离目标更进一步。
Every day was a day where he was one step closer to his goal.
哦，所以他每一天都很欢喜的来迎接新的一天。
Every day he could joyfully receive the new day.
那我们要成为一个知道神奥秘的人。
We should become a person that knows the mystery of God.
哦，那基本上来讲，我们要归向神，要亲近神。
Basically, what that boils down to is that we need to return to God and draw near to God.
哦，这些知道神奥秘的人，他们都是归向神，亲近神。
Those who know the mystery of God are those who have returned to Him and drawn near to God.
哦，那什么叫做归向神，亲近神？
What does it mean to return to God and to draw near to Him?
哦，我们从圣经里头来看一个记载着比较详细的人物。
And let us study a passage that describes a certain character in the Bible.
哦，那对这位人物，他怎么来归向神、亲近神？圣经记载着比较详细。
And the Bible records how this person came to return to God and draw near to God in more detail.
请看列王记下二十三章。
Let us refer to 2 Kings chapter 23.
啊，旧约圣经492页，列王记下23章25节。
Second Kings chapter 23 verse 25。
二十五节，在耶西亚以前，没有王向他尽心尽性尽力的归向主，遵行摩西一切的律法；在他以后，也没有兴起一个王向他。
25. Now before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor after him did any arise like him.
啊，这里说到耶西亚王，他是一个归向神的人。
King Josiah was an individual who returned to the Lord.
耶西亚王是犹大王朝的第十五个王。
King Josiah was the 15th king of Judah.
啊，那他如何来归向神？他如何来知道神的奥秘？
How did King Josiah return to the Lord and come to know the mystery of God?
哦，当一个人很努力，也愿意，而且努力的在归向神。
When a person is very diligent and devoted to returning to God.
哦，他渐渐的，神会将事情来向他显明。
God will gradually reveal things to this person.
哦，神也会赐给他信心。
And God will also grant this person great faith.
耶西亚王前面的两个王，他们并没有敬畏神。
The two kings that preceded King Josiah did not worship and revere the Lord.
哦，所以有关神的事情，在当时的人们的心中是很模糊的。
And because of these two evil kings, the things that were concerning God seemed very vague in the hearts of the people.
哦，那耶西亚王他很努力的要归向神。
But King Josiah was different because he was very diligent in returning to the Lord.
哦，那神就将神的事情来向他显明。
And because of his diligence, God revealed his things to King Josiah.
哦，我们请看列王记下二十二章。
Let's also refer to 2 Kings chapter 22.
列王记下二十二章第八节。
2 Kings chapter 22 verse 8.
第八节，大祭司希勒家对书记沙番说：“我在神的殿里得了律法书。”希勒家将书递给沙番，沙番就看了。
Verse 8. Then Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe, "I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it.
啊，这里说到他们找到了律法书。
They found the book of the law.
对我们今天来讲，就是说找到了圣经。
For us today, that means that they found the Bible.
所以他们很高兴的就把这个律法书拿到王的面前。
And they were very joyful in bringing this book of the law before the king.
十一节。
Verse 11.
王听见律法书上的话，便撕裂衣服。
Now it happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law, then he tore his clothes.
这个王听见了律法书上的话，他就大大的受感动。
When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he was greatly moved.
哦，他在神的面前，他就来有这种认罪的举动。
And before God, he had this drive to confess his sins.
哦，因为他是一个亲近神的人，他是一个归向神的人。
He had this drive because he is a person who wanted to draw near to God and return to him.
哦，所以神就让他知道神的奥秘。
And God revealed His mystery to him.
所以这个王他就明白了神对他那一个世代以及他将要有什么作为。
Then the king was able to understand his generation and the plan for that time.
所以这个耶西亚王他在历代的王里头他成为一个很特别的王。
This was the reason why King Josiah became a very important king during his generation.
哦，他立志来做了一些过去很多王所没有做的事情。
He was determined to do those things that previous kings had not done.
哦，让整个社会来做一些有意义的事情。
And he implemented great reforms that affected the whole society.
哦，让他做国王的这段生涯里头，他做了。有意义的事情。
During his reign, he did many meaningful things.
哦，他是很努力的来归向神。
And he was very diligent in returning to the Lord.
哦，那神也帮助他能够亲近神。
God also helped him to draw near to God.
那他到底做了些什么事呢
？So what were the projects that he undertook?
请看列王记下二十三章。
Let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 23.
列王记下二十三章第三节。
Chapter 23, verse 3.
王站在柱旁，在神面前立约，要尽心尽心尽性的顺从主，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，成就这书上所记的约言。众民都服从这约第三节。
Verse 3. Then the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant.
这个耶西亚王他能够明白律法书上所说的。
King Josiah was able to comprehend what was recorded in the book of the law.
他相信这是人应该做的。
He believed that these commandments had to be obeyed.
今天我们都有圣经。
Today we all have our Bible.
我们是不是常常被圣经的话来感动我们
？Are we often moved by the words recorded in the Bible?
一样在看圣经，感动是常常是不一样的。
Even though many of us will study the Bible, we will be moved by different things.
因为神看我们是不是专心的要 归向他。
And this is because God is trying to examine whether we are faithful in returning to Him.
哦，这个耶西亚王他专心的要归向神。
King Josiah was faithful in returning to the Lord.
哦，所以这个律法书对他来讲就很有功效。
And because of his desire to return to the Lord, the book of the law had a great effect in his life.
哦，每一句话都带给他，都打开他的眼睛。
Every phrase recorded in the book of the law would open his eyes.
好，再请看第四节，23章第4节。
Also refer to chapter 23, verse 4.
王吩咐大祭司希勒家和副祭司并把门的，将那为巴利和亚瑟拉并天上万象所造的器皿都从神殿里搬出来，在耶路撒冷外吉伦西旁的田间烧了，把灰拿到伯特利去。
Verse 4, and the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, the priests of the second order, and the doorkeepers to bring out of the temple of the Lord all the articles that were made for Baal, for Asherah, and for all the hosts of heaven, and he burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried their ashes to Bethel.
再跳过来看24节。
Let's skip to verse 24.
还犹大国和耶路撒冷所有交鬼的行巫术的，以家中的神像和偶像，并一切可憎之物，耶西亚竟都除掉。成就了祭司希勒家在神殿里所得律法书上所写的话。
Verse 24. Moreover, Josiah put away those who consulted mediums and spiritists, the household gods and idols, all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord.
这里讲到耶西亚王他怎样的来归向神。
These passages describe how King Josiah returned to the Lord.
哦，不但他自己，他还要带领所有的百姓来归向神。
He did not return to the Lord by himself, but he led the whole Israelite nation to return to the Lord.
啊，因为耶西亚他已经知道了神的奥秘。
It was because he knew the mystery of God.
啊，这里所提到的就是他除掉了那些偶像以及那些邪恶不对的一些风俗习惯。
And this passage describes how King Josiah eliminated these evil idolatrous practices.
今天我们要归向神，我们也要在生活当中来除掉这些来除掉偶像，除掉一些邪恶的事情。
When we return to the Lord today, we also must eliminate these idols in our lives.
我们会说我没有偶像。
And we might say we don't have any idols.
其实在这个社会里头。到处都是偶像。
But if we know in this world there are idols everywhere.
我们用了另外一个名词，我们把它叫做明星。
We might call them by other names like celebrities.
或者 star 啊。
Or stars.
我们有电影明星。
We have movie stars.
我们有电视明星。
We have TV stars.
我们有运动明星。
We have athletes.
我们有这个政治明星。
And we have political figures.
我们有科技明星。
We also have scientific figures.
我们有这个所谓企业家明星。
We also have business figures.
这我们的社会里头充满着许许各个不同的层面，充满着不同的明星。
And our society is filled with these different types of stars.
那今天人所学习、所效法的对象是谁？
What are those examples that people follow today?
就是在效法这些所谓的明星。
They are following these stars or celebrities.
是的，有人成功，我们要去看他成功的地方。
It is true that we should examine how people become successful.
别人努力的地方，我们要去效法。
And we should also follow the example of others' diligence.
但是这许许多多的明星也无形当中常常会形成无形的偶像。
And in the midst of these idols that we can see, there might be idols that we cannot see with our eyes.
想想看，有时候我们的观念、我们的看法是跟着谁？
We can think what our perspectives or what our attitudes will follow in this world.
常常无形当中，我们受了这些所谓明星的影响。
Usually, we'll involuntarily be influenced by these stars.
所以我们所想的，甚至我们所说的、所做的，有时候其实是不得神喜悦的。
Because we are influenced by these stars, those things that we say or do or think may not be pleasing to God.
那所以我们如果说我们要归向神，
if we say that we want to return to the Lord，
如果我们说我们要知道神的奥秘，
if we say that we want to know the mystery of God，
我们必须要用心的来除掉我们生活当中的这些偶像，这个邪恶的事情。
We should be proactive in eliminating the idols and evil practices of our lives。
再请看《列王记下》23:21。
Let us also refer to 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 21.
21节，王吩咐众民说：“你们都当照这耶稣上所写的，向主你们的神守一夜节。”
21. Then the king commanded all the people, saying, "Keep the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of the covenant."
22节，自从士师治理以色列人和以色列王犹大王的时候，直到如今，实在没有守过这样的一夜节。
Verse 22, such a Passover surely had never been held since the days of the judges who judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah.
在这里，耶西亚王他邀请所有的百姓来守节。
King Josiah invited all the population to keep this festival of the Passover.
这犹太人的守节当然就是他们宗教的一些仪式。
And the Jewish festivals have to do with religious practices.
但是这里头有很重要的精神。
But there is a very important principle.
就是将心来归向神。
And the principle of observing these festivals is to turn our hearts back to God.
不但有这些外在的仪式，但是更重要的是心归向神。
It is not just about observing the physical aspects of the festival, but to return our hearts to the Lord.
这些仪式，它通常我们可以说是一个工具，来帮助人心归向神。
We could say that these rituals are an instrument to help people return to God.
它是必要，它是需要的。
And these rituals are necessary.
但是这些外在的仪式不能够代替人的心。
But these physical rituals should not replace the heart of man.
借着这些仪式将人的心来归向神。
And it is through these rituals that we can turn our hearts back to God.
就好像今天我们参加聚会，参加一些团契。
Today we are participating in the services and fellowships.
重要的还不在于这些外在的这些这个形式啊，或者我们所讲的、听的。
What is truly important is not the things that we do or we say or we hear.
不要忽略的，更重要的是我们有没有将我们的心来献给神。
We should not overlook what is even more important or the most important, which is to return our hearts to God.
我们参考箴言23.
Let's refer to Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言23:26。
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26.
旧约圣经786页，箴言23:26。
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26.
我儿要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
这是神对他的儿女的呼唤。
This is God's calling to His children.
这里神很直接的讲。我儿啊，将你的心归我。
Here God clearly says, "My son, give me your heart."
我们的心真的归向神。
And if we truly give our hearts to God,
那么我们的聚会、我们的团契才会是有生命的。
Then our services and our fellowship will be full of life.
因为接下来我们的眼目才会喜爱神的道路。
Because when we have given our hearts to God, then our eyes will observe His ways.
我们不但知道神的奥秘，而且我们相信。
We will not only know the mystery of God, but we will believe in it.
就像我刚才讲的，其实神的奥秘是普遍性的，很多的奥秘是大家都知道的。
God's mystery is common knowledge. It is known by many.
而问题是在于说，信不信。
The issue is whether or not we believe in this mystery.
那能不能信，就在于我们的心归向神有多少。
Whether or not we believe determines on the degree to which we turn our hearts to God.
哦，那我们相信的程度有多少，它就大大的影响到我们每一天的生活，我们每一天所说的所做的。
And how much we believe will impact what we say and do every day.
那所以要知道神的奥秘，最重要的一个基础就是我们要归向神，要亲近神。
The foundation of understanding the mystery of God is to return to Him and draw near to Him.
哦，亲近神，神就亲近我们。
Because if we draw near to God, He will draw near to us.
哦，那对我们今天来讲，什么是神的奥秘？
What is the mystery of God for us today?
什么是最大的奥秘？
What is the greatest mystery?
也是一个大家都知道的奥秘。
This is also a mystery that is common knowledge.
我们请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's refer to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章十一节。
Acts, chapter 1, verse 11.
新约圣经163页，《使徒行传》第一章十一节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 11.
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Verse 11, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
这是主耶稣自己曾经说过的话。
And these are the words that were said by Jesus Christ himself.
在这里，天使又再一次的来向主耶稣的门徒强调。
And the angels are emphasizing Jesus' words again before the disciples.
天使对他们说，这个被接升天的主耶稣，他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
The angel said, the same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
哦，所以什么是神的奥秘？
What is the mystery of God?
对今天来讲，最大的奥秘就是主耶稣的再来。
For us today, the greatest mystery is the second coming of the Lord.
啊，对我们来，对大家来讲，这个已经不是什么没有办法知道的奥秘。
For all of us here today, this is not a mystery we do not know. 啊，
当时的门徒，他们如何能够深深的相信？
How did the believers of that time truly believe this mystery?
哦，那我们又怎么知道他们是深深的相信？
And how are we to know that they deeply believed in this mystery?
啊，使徒行传第二章一开始讲到应许的圣灵降临充满在他们当中。
In Acts chapter 2, it tells us that the Holy Spirit descended upon the disciples.
他们就明白了，知道了这个最大的奥秘。
And they knew and understood this greatest mystery.
哦，他们也相信了这个最大的奥秘。
They also believed this greatest mystery.
哦，接下来我们就看到这些使徒们，他们大大的改变了他们的生活，他们的目标。
Following this event, they changed their lives and transformed their purpose.
他们都成为生活有目标的人。
They became individuals with a goal in their lives.
在信仰的历史当中，他们都留下了非常美、非常有意义的人生。
And they have left a very great example of faith.
今天我们同样的领受了圣灵。
Today we have also received the Holy Spirit.
那么我们有没有这样子的明白相信呢？
Do we have the same understanding and conviction?
我们不要拒绝圣灵在我们身上的工作。
Let us not reject the work of the Holy Spirit within us.
我们要常常顺服圣灵的带领，圣灵的感动。
We should constantly submit to the guidance and the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的题目是：你知道神的奥秘吗？
Our topic this afternoon was: Do you know God's mystery?
我们的答案应该是：是的，我知道。
Our answer should be: Yes, I know.
当我们说我知道里头，还包括着我相信。
And then when we say we know, we should also believe.
如果真的是这样子，我们也一定可以有一个不一样的人生。
If we can truly add belief to our knowledge, we will have a different life.
是怎样的人生呢？
And what kind of life will this be?
充满自由的人生。
It will be a life full of liberty.
是荣耀再加上荣耀的人生。
It will be a life of glory added onto glory.
这是 保罗在哥林多后书三章所说的。
And this was promised in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们最后看一下哥林多后书第三章。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章十六节。
Verse 16.
十六节，但他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。
16. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
这里说这个帕子就是一个阻挡。
The veil is an obstacle.
哦，那如何能够除掉帕子？
Then how do you remove this veil?
啊，就是我们的心归向主。
It is by returning our hearts to the Lord.
哦，我们除掉生活当中的偶像邪恶。
We clean out the idols and evil practices in our life.
哦，我们将我们的心来献给神。
And we offer up our hearts to God.
那么阻挡就会拿掉。
Then this obstacle or veil will be removed.
好，我们就知道神的奥秘。
We will then know the mystery of God.
十七节。
Verse 17.
主是那灵，主的灵在哪里，那里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
哦，没有了阻挡，神的灵在我们的生活当中来运行，来工作。
When the obstacle is removed, the Spirit of the Lord will work and abide within our lives.
我们就成为一个自由的人。
We'll become free men.
我们能够去爱我们的敌人。
We can love our enemies.
我们能够去爱我们的配偶。
We can love our spouses.
我们能够爱我们的家人。
We can love our family.
我们能够用宽阔的心来对待周遭的人。
And we can open up our hearts to those around us.
成为一个真正自由的人。
We will then become a truly free person.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Verse 18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们不但知道主的奥秘，而且我们是活在主的奥秘里头。
We will not only know the mystery of God, but we will be living within the mystery of God.
尤其对我们今天来讲，我们是活在主耶稣要再来的这个伟大的日子里头。
Especially for us today, that we are living, in the days prior to the second coming of Christ.
如果这个真的成为我们心中的一个秘密，一个奥秘。
And if this knowledge of the second coming becomes a secret and a mystery within our hearts.
那我们的生活都像这里所说的，要变成主的形状。
Then our lives will be transformed in accordance to the spirit or the image of God.
那我们也就生活在荣上加荣的生活里头。
We will then have a life that is from glory to glory.
因为圣灵内住在我们里头，圣灵在我们当中运行着。
Because when the Spirit lives within us, then He will abide and manifest within us.
我们一起唱诗475首。
Let us sing hymn 475.
No.
Please be seated.
知道神的奥秘，带给我们人生大大的不一样。
Knowing the mystery of God will bring a great change in our lives.
所以神不拒绝我们每一个人，他总是欢迎我们每一个人。
God does not reject any of us, but rather He welcomes each one of us.
在人生的道路上面，或许我们是一个常常遭受到人家拒绝的人。
In our lives, we may be someone who is constantly receiving rejection.
但是不要紧，这位最重要、最伟大的神，他从来不会拒绝我们。
But that doesn't matter because this most important Lord will not reject us.
那我们也要欢迎他进入我们的生活里头。
We also need to take the step to welcome him into our lives.
让我们知道他的奥秘，相信他的奥秘。
So that we can know his mystery and believe in his mystery.
让我们生活在他的应许里头是荣上加荣。
So that our lives within him may be full of glory upon glory.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
We will now have our concluding prayer.
求主耶稣继续带领祝福我们。
May God continue to guide and bless us.
同心祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.